Well, to get their take on some of the entries in the Citizens Briefing Book and some of the announcements today, political strategist and syndicated columnist Will Durst from San Francisco in Washington, Nick Gillespie, the editor-in-chief of the political websites Reasons.tv and Reason.com, and Dick Dady, the executive director of the independent, nonpartisan civic organization Citizens Union. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you all for being here. Before we get into everybody's reaction to some of these movements as a result of some of the things said in this Citizens Briefing Book, tell me just, if you don't mind, at first, Dick, why was this book created, and how is it that we're only finding out about it a couple of days ago?
Well, I think it was created during the transition as an opportunity for Americans to participate in giving ideas to the president-elect then about what they would like to see him address. And so this has been an ongoing process for the last couple of months, and you're seeing the fruition of that those efforts.
And explain to people at home how many people participate. I mean, I have a copy of the briefing book right here with all the comments, but how many people send in comments?
There were several hundred thousand people.
Okay. Will, let me talk to you. You know, people say crack down on big business, and today comes word that the administration is going to try to create very specific guidelines for executive compensation. Is the president in this administration looking at this and saying this was a pretty useful tool for seeing what the populist outrage looks like in this country?
Well, I think the tool, I think the whole briefing book is a great idea. It's more like a suggestion box kind of at a high school, and you're not just letting the teachers make the suggestions. You're also letting the students and the fans who come to the football game. So I'm not sure how much he's going to get out of it, but I'm glad he asked. It was nice of him to ask.
Well, you know, it's interesting, guys. I was reading through the briefing book, and I'm looking at some of these things. I'm going, wow, it sounds an awful lot like some of the things he's been talking about in the first 3 or 4 months of his presidency. Let's speak specifically about one of the comments. It's not one, actually. It was repeated by many of the tens of thousands of people who participated, and that was about revoking the George W. Bush tax cuts for the top 1% of the country, of course, the biggest vote-getters, in terms of wanting to change tax policy and create some equality in the tax code. Nick, are you surprised about that, or is that just the mood of the country right now, that people want to share in the wealth?
Now, well, first off, I mean, recognize that the Citizens Briefing Book is part of an orchestrated BS PR campaign by Obama to appeal to the common man. And we all might take a step back and say, you know, if there's one thing worse than being governed by Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and a bunch of idiot Republicans, it's being governed by our neighbors who have brain farts and write email letters to the president. The total biggest vote getter in that book, almost by a factor of two, was to say legalize marijuana, end the prohibition on marijuana. Now, that's a good idea. It's a great idea not only for freedom, it's also a great idea for tax revenue.
Yeah, but
you can capture a whole new revenue stream. Now, in terms of, repealing the income tax in the top 1%, that's going to have negligible effect on government, on the government balance sheet, because in the end, the top 1% don't make enough to make up for the massive spending that we're going on, which is totally in line with the populist message, and it's a big problem. If Chrysler and Ford and GM can't govern themselves, it's highly, highly unlikely that a bunch of politicians in D.C. who can't balance their budget can do that.
I think he's missing the point of the Citizens Briefing Book. This was an opportunity to inform the policy debates around some of these issues, not necessarily allow the American people to govern themselves. That's why we have a representative democracy, to elect officials to make the decisions.
But come on. What is it?
Citizens should not be asked to participate in the government that they're being governed by?
No, they absolutely shouldn't. Citizens should just get in line and do what they're told. I'm just saying that this is part of a public relations campaign to change public opinion in a way that is not representative.
Got elected into office, I mean, Will, he's got approval ratings in the high 60s. The American people, one of the key things in this Citizens Briefing Book is they want greater transparency. That's what he's offering by allowing people to participate with some of these ideas. It doesn't mean, as Dick points out, that they're going to become policy, but don't you feel a little bit better that you have a little more insight, a little more perspective into the legislative process, or do you not, Will?
You know what I'm glad he did? I'm glad he asked. And I'm not sure that any of these things are ever going to be implemented. I mean, the number two on the economy here, the number two vote getter was more honesty and transparency in government. Well, we haven't been asking for that for long, maybe 236 years, you know. But my favorite is when the jocks spoke up. The jocks want pot. And they want online gambling, and that's their.
Sure. So, I think it's a little.
And those are two things that will. Those are two things that the people will not get under this administration. Hold on, you're talking about transparency, and this is a huge aspect of Obama's appeal. The fact is that recovery.gov, the official stimulus money tracking site that the government is putting together, won't be online on October. Last week, USA Today said it's probably more likely it won't be online with any meaningful information until sometime next year, well after most of the money has been spent.
Which is
that's
a valid
not transparency,
point.
It's obfuscation.
Yep.
It's obfuscation. There is already a private sector site at recovery.org, which is free and open to the public, which is already doing that. We're not getting transparency
from
the Obama administration.
Okay, suggesting that there should not be any kind of effort to engage citizens in the government.
But Dick, here's a point, though, which is an interesting point.
I'm just saying, don't pretend. Look at the cover. I urge everyone to read through the Citizens Briefing Book, where 90% of the comments seem to come from one or two web commenters, and where it says, to Barack Obama from the people of America. This is phony propaganda. It's well done, but let's not pretend that
right,
this
Nick,
is some kind of meaningful channel to talk to the president.
Okay, let's get back on track for a moment, because the transparency, I love this debate, because this is a big issue, because a lot of people were outraged, Dick, about the fact that the president talked about transparency, said he was going to give legislators 48 hours to review that stimulus package before they were going to have to go vote on it, and most of those legislators who were it was basically jammed on their lap, and many of them didn't even read the legislation before they signed that fiscal stimulus package. So there's been a lot of back and forth about whether or not he's lived up to some of those transparency, Nick. But Dick, just hold on one second. There is populist outrage, though. There is anger about the financial institutions, about executive compensation, about the tax structure. There's a lot of outrage about it. He's talking about perhaps changing compensation in financial institutions today. Is he crossing the line?
No, not at all. I mean, I think people want to be sure that their government is listening to them, that they have an opportunity to express their opinions. And, you know, given what has happened over the last, you know, 8 to 20 years, where government was not necessarily seen as being responsive, either at the local, state, or federal level, I think it's a huge step forward to have citizens be able to express themselves.
Okay, but Will, how much is big government becoming the defining factor of this administration, as opposed to allowing things like small business owners who create the job growth in this country to have a bigger say? It's almost as though the things that he asks for in the Citizens Briefing Book are the things that he's not really eliciting, particularly in the business community, when he's talking about more big government, more restrictions, more regulation. It's counterintuitive.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the pendulum swing, Ms. Glick. I think it's we had the government staying out of everything for so long, and then the economy didn't do so well. You may have noticed that. And now the government is re-exerting its pressures and its force. And I think it's just a pendulum swing, and it always happens. You know, when the economy is good, then the government stays out. When the economy is bad, then the government steps in.
Okay, so, Nick, you're clearly frustrated about what has happened. You're not thrilled about either the calls for transparency, the PR, the marketing, the branding behind
it. No, I'm actually very I like the idea of transparency. I would like to see it. Part of the problem is that people constantly confuse, and whether you're a right-winger or a left-winger, rhetoric with reality. The fact is that, and you can look it up, you can look it up at Reason.com, George Bush put more regulations on the economy than any president before him. He was not a hands-off president. People in America are confused, where they say, we want cheap money, we want access to credit, and we want housing prices that will go up forever, and then we want to punish the banks that give us all of that, who then ask for a government bailout, partly because the government said you've got to start loaning more to more people.
So, Nick,
under George Bush and people like him.
Does this briefing book benefit politics or policy? I mean, is the political divide in this country becoming greater because this recession is, frankly, one of the most challenging, and because we're doing so much to sort of overregulate?
Here, let me put it this way. This briefing book will disappear shortly, and it might even have disappeared shortly before this segment ended. It is not meaningful. What we should take away from it is an understanding that Barack Obama, which we all understand, is a very adept politician at massaging and managing the public. Whether or not his policies will have the effects that he claims they will is a totally different matter. And one of the things that we should always be worried about, America is a country of limited government. We know from the experience of East Germany that governments are not very good at running car companies.
Yep.
That's going to be the same here as elsewhere. And to the extent that we understand that, like, you live and die by your efforts, and when the government backstops every housing loan, every mortgage, every credit card in the country, you get bad behavior on the part of individual citizens, and you get really bad behavior on the part of big companies. And
Dick, you have that's last word. We have about 10 seconds.
I think this is so significant that he's reshaped the Office of Public Liaison to be Office of Public Engagement. The city's briefing book is but one part of that. He's saying to the American public, I want to hear what you're thinking, and here's an opportunity for you to communicate with me in my office directly.
Hence, he continues
to talk about the legalization of pot, which was the highest vote getter in the citizen's book.
All right, guys. Gentlemen, I would love to have all three of you back to continue the conversation. Clearly, we could go on for hours. Will, Nick, and Dick, thanks so much, gentlemen. I appreciate it. All right, coming up, Charles Payne is...